Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 37. Mm, 37 in a row?
For most of us.
For most of us.
What is this, like five?
Happy Father's Day, Susan.
Thank you.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
It's Father's Day?
It's Father's Day. We'd like to wish all of our fathers happy Father's Day.
Yes.
Including Susan.
Yeah.
And Brian's illegitimate father.
Papa so. Susan. It's Sunday. It is June 15th, mid-June already. Crazy. Summertime.
Half the year is over.
I know. We're coming up on almost a year for us.
Yeah.
When did you guys start?
Well, I guess July. This is our 37th podcast, but we've missed a couple weeks here and there, so
well,
I want to say August of last year we started,
August,
something like that.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out, yeah, but it all started, I don't know who had the idea to start a podcast, because I know Gotti and Adam and I just talk about movies. It's like, we should put it on a podcast, and so we met at Gordon Beer's by North Park, and we all three sat down for like literally 3 or 4 hours and like talked about what we were going to do with it. And that's when we come up with our first bracket, which was the director's bracket.
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
And we started when it was just us three the first time. And then his brother, Andrew, came in on the second time. And then we did that. And then we started adding people. We've had Mark Chaffardini from Go See Talk on it. And then Gwen started coming on. And we had Mark Walters on for his Comic-Con.
Yeah.
A couple years ago. Not a couple years ago.
A couple years.
A couple of Comic-Cons ago, I guess. It wasn't this last Comic-Con. It was the previous one, right?
No, we weren't started.
Sci-Fi Expo. Oh, it was a Sci-Fi Expo. Yeah. Okay. Who else have we had? Have we had on anybody else?
We have, but I can't remember now.
We've had Chaffardini. We've had Gwen. We've had Mark Walters.
Yeah.
We've had two Marks.
Yeah.
I guess we've had Wade call in from Wichita.
Yeah.
And we have Susan now.
Yes,
yes, Susan Kamya. But I'm Brian Kluger with BoomstickComics.com and HighDefDigest.com. I'm with Adam Conway of the Angelica Film Center in Dallas.
Hello.
And Susan Kamya from ThisChicksFlix.com and Irvin Community Television.
Yeah.
So we've all had a fun weekend. Supposedly, Susan stumbled in here. With her tail between her legs, like, I've had a horrible, horrible weekend.
No.
Tell us about your epic weekend.
That was Friday night.
Friday night. You're still recovering, right?
Yes, I'm still recovering. Actually, I really don't want to drink for, like, at least, you know, 2 more days or something. I met up my friend in Uptown, and while I was, like, borrowing one of her dresses, she was fixing me a drink, and she knows I'm a lightweight, and she's like, yeah, it's only one shot. It's only one shot in here. I was like, it's really strong. She's like, yeah, it's fine. And then I drank the whole thing, and as we're walking, I was like, man, I'm like really done. She's like, okay, I put 3 shots in
there. What'd you drink? What was it?
It was Tito's vodka.
Tito's vodka.
And it was just Tito's vodka with water, and then she
classy.
Splashed some Mimo, you know,
yeah.
That thing. She's like, oh yeah. It'll help you be hydrated. That's what she told me. Stay hydrated. So I'm like, okay, I'm feeling, I really should have just stopped there. I should not have drank.
So one and done for you.
Oh, I've probably that 4 shots should be my limit. Like, then I don't get sick, but I think she put more. I think she didn't even measure. I just think she just went like that. But we went to Kung Fu, and I had one drink, and I don't know what kind of shitty alcohol they use in Kung Fu, because as soon as I didn't even finish that drink, I was like woozy. I could barely stand. We took an Uber, and as soon as I got to her place, I was like parked on the toilet.
So you didn't throw up at the bar?
No.
Luckily, you're not. Didn't do that.
I did not.
Or throw up on somebody else?
No.
So you threw up at your friend's house?
I did. And
on the toilet? Was it projectile or just kind of?
It was. First, it was a very normal puking, and then it was I'd go on the bed and I'd get the spins, and I thought I did that like. 10
the spins
times.
Are the worst.
It was just horrible because it was at that point where I was just like shivering, like shaking. I was like, this is awful. And it wasn't stopping. There was nothing left to puke.
Did you eat the next morning?
Yeet.
Some greasy food?
We went to have brunch, and I don't like breadwinners. I've realized I've had two. They like to use rosemary in their food, and I hate rosemary.
How do you hate rosemary?
Ugh. It's
so just, good.
No, they put it in their potatoes and on the seasoned chicken, and I'm like, eating it. It's just, I could barely eat the chicken, and I suffered through the potatoes. I don't like rosemary.
It sounds like you were angry because you were drunk. You didn't like the meal.
I just didn't like it. I like going for brunch to like Mexican restaurants because the chips and salsa.
Like Blue Mesa or Matitos?
Matitos brunch is awesome.
I just tried Blue Mesa.
Oh, they have like a buffet.
Blue Mesa
is
like insane. But Matitos is better. Yeah, Matitos is better than Blue Mesa.
Whatever.
Have you been to Matitos?
I have. It's been a while, though.
Matitos is good. I've been to Blue Mesa, too. I like Matitos better.
I think I like Blue Mesa more, though, actually. I don't know about
They have, like, an omelet bar, a taco bar, and an Eggs Benedict bar.
Matitos has all of that, plus a waffle bar and a giant dessert
thing
with chocolate.
I don't know about brunch. I can't. I just mean it's food quality.
Oh, food quality?
Food quality. I think Blue Mesa is better. Matitos is kind of, I don't know. I don't like their ground beef.
I'm trying to think of the last time I went to Matitos. Oh, we've gotten off topic.
Years.
So
we've gotten off topic.
I can talk about food a lot.
Me too.
Food podcast next.
Yeah.
But excellent. I'm so glad you survived.
Yes.
Feeling better. Got
Luckily,
a nice.
I didn't have a hangover the next day. That's why I was shocked.
Well, you're still like 19, right?
Oh, yeah. 19.
You're already 19?
I'm already
19.
I just turned 19, guys.
So no hangovers yet for you yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, you can find me on Snapchat and KIK later.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I drank last night, but not near as much as you did. I only had a few beers and a shot of tequila at the great FOE, Fraternal Order of the Eagles.
I was just binge watching Orange Is the New Black.
Well, I did it too. I finished season two.
I'm almost finished.
6 Feet Under, hooray! All right. Well,
what are we talking about?
Exactly. Happy Father's Day, especially to Susan.
Thank you.
We're gonna do as usual. We start out with a top three list of some sorts, and we decided we are going to do a bonus segment today about fathers, the best fathers in TV and film. We'll just come up with it on the fly, but we want to do something different, kind of dark.
Oh, can we do Father's Day thing too?
We'll do that bonus feature.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay,
we can wait if we need.
We'll do it on the fly.
We'll figure it out.
It's easy, but we'll do it. This top three, we kind of went dark with this one for some reason, but let's.
Ryan went dark.
Yes, I tend to go that way. So the scenario is: let's say you were told you had 1 week left to live. In addition to eating your 2 dozen Boston cream donuts a day and, you know, robbing a bank, you get to pick 3 movies you get to watch for the last time. What are those 3 movies
ish.
You choose? 3-ish movies. So we'll start with This Chick's Flicks,
okay.
Susan Kamyab.
Well, I picked more than 3. I have 6.
Okay.
Well, if you have a week, that's a long time.
I
was going to be right before you die. Like,
well, that's why I said if you're going to be eating all those Boston cream donuts and doing other things.
I would make time for these movies.
Okay.
Little Miss Sunshine.
Why Little Miss Sunshine?
It's oddly uplifting and sad for me.
I mean, it's sad. I think it's very uplifting.
Yeah.
I love it.
I cry every time I watch it, though,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's really good.
Just that scene with her at the, like, with her dad and the ice cream, you know?
Yeah.
Thing, and just like, oh, are you a winner? And that whole theme of, like, who's actually winners and who's losers in life.
Yeah.
Did that happen to you?
No, not that, but I feel like that's an insecurity all girls have in general, like the eating desserts and things like that. If it's not a dad, it's somebody telling them, like, you know how many calories are in that, you know how much sugar or something. So, but I love how the losers are still winners in the movie. So I'd want to watch that, and it's just one of her.
It's a great family thing. Yeah,
yeah.
I like the dynamic.
Alan
Alda. Is it Alda?
Arkin, yeah. And Greg Kinnear. That's my favorite film of his by far.
Good. Excellent choice.
Heavyweights.
Nice.
Strange story about Heavyweights.
Really?
So before I started producing, directing, and all that stuff, I was on the front side of the camera. And I auditioned and got many callbacks for Heavyweights and Camp Nowhere.
Oh my god, I like that movie too.
Both of those movies.
That's so funny. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, you could have been Goldberg in Mighty Duck.
I know, right? I wasn't that big. Back then, but yeah.
Heavyweights is the best summer camp movie for me.
It is really good.
It's so fun. And Ben Stiller.
The young Ben Stiller.
So many good quotes.
Boy, he played the same exact character in Dodgeball.
Yeah, he really did. He really did. I love that. Oh,
that's a good movie.
It's great. So many good quotes in that one. And then, speaking of Mighty Ducks, all three Mighty Ducks I need to fit in there. I have all three, so I'd want to. That's my favorite sport.
The third one? I don't know.
I know. It's the weaker one.
You just
one.
Like Emilio.
The stakes aren't high at all.
Like
we're playing the diversity hockey team.
The best is the
we go from the Olympics playing the Russians to diversity.
It's still good. American Pie 2.
Part 2?
Part 2 is my favorite. Which one's your favorite? The first?
I mean, I like the first one probably, but I like all of them. I own all of them.
At the Lake House?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
So good.
Yeah.
And Jim and, what's her name? Weirdo.
Allison Hannigan? Yeah.
What is her name?
Allison Hannigan.
No, her real, the movie's name.
The movie's name?
Michelle.
Yeah.
There we go. It's going to drive me insane. That's how they get together, so.
That's true.
Can't hardly wait. I swear, that
movie. I love that movie.
Anytime I watch it over and over, I still laugh just as hard.
You still keep discovering people that are in that?
Selma Blair, Jason Segel.
Seth Green is like that. Good. He's like, man, why you gotta be all my flavor?
And all those people are like,
my flavor?
Yeah.
And all those people are like in 6 feet under at some point.
I know, I'm so excited. And then I would want to end with Breakfast Club. If you don't know by now, that is my favorite.
Do you know who has not seen Breakfast Club?
Gwen
Reyes, who is not here. She has a tummy ache.
She's hungover.
She's hungover, yeah. You don't have to lie.
She needs to heal with watch, because you let her borrow it, right?
She still hasn't watched it.
It's on like TBS every day. So.
It's not a movie to suffer through. It's a joy.
Yeah, how do you not see that? You're born in the 80s. I mean, you were born in like 2000, right?
Yeah. That's exactly what I was born.
Oh my gosh.
We're all, because they're millennials.
Breakfast Club is so good. Yeah, it's a good, it's all like these, I guess, sort of coming of age movies, teen movies.
Yeah, I like those.
They're all good.
But I want to end seeing like Judd Nelson's arm in the air, and I want...
No Mean Girls?
No, I'll be okay. I've seen it so many times. But I want Don't You Forget About Me to play at my funeral.
Not Another One Bites the Dust by Queen.
Who are you?
Don't You Forget About Me.
No, right? By the, is it Simple Minds?
Simple Minds, yeah.
Excellent choice. I like those. I'd watch those. Mr. Adam Conway.
Let's see what I have.
If you were given a week left to live... Besides going to Alibaba's three times a day, what movies would you watch?
I would make a really fast movie called Flash Before My Eyes, The Story of My Life, the Adam Conway story.
I want to watch what I've done.
That'd be the
life well spent.
Yes. Then I would I want to watch Starman, because I want to see or hear that score.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. If you haven't seen it, it stars Jeff Bridges and Karen Allen. The John Carpenter movie.
Yeah.
It's from the 80s.
I know it.
He plays an alien.
All right.
The Starman.
So have you seen it?
Susan.
Have you seen it?
No.
No? You should.
I was trying to be kind of eclectic in my movies, and then I want to also watch L.A. Confidential, because I can watch that like...
A million times.
A million times. It's so good. It's, you know, Russell Crowe and Guy Pearce, before they're kind of famous, so... Check it out. Then also, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I just love that movie. And whenever the chief, that's how I want to go.
So that's how you want to go with somebody smothering you?
I want the chief to smother me when I can't move anymore. when I'm not myself. Yes.
All right.
Number two, Airplane, because that's another movie you can just watch. Every single
I think Airplane 1 and 2 are equally just as good.
I do like Airplane 2. It gets a bad rap, though, because it's pretty forced. But
I think
no.
They're both great.
We have a problem with the sun. What is it? It's a giant ball of fire, but it's not important right now. and then my number one movie to watch before I die is Shawshank Redemption.
That's your favorite movie.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of my favorite
that
movies.
That is one of the best films of all time.
Yeah, see Andy and Red.
So right before you go, just want to meet up with Red and Andy.
I want to build
that boat.
Swim through
the sky.
A mile of shit and come out the other side clean.
All right.
It blew my mind when I watched it for the first time. I was in high school or middle school, one of those.
Probably elementary.
I just remember I did not see that coming with the like poster and stuff. I just remember being like,
that was so great.
Pretty good.
Yes, and go build a boat in Ziwatnehu.
I looked at that, going to that place for honeymoon, for our honeymoon. Ziwatnehu.
It doesn't exist.
It does exist.
Yes.
It's cool, but we decided against it.
Where'd y'all go instead?
Punta Cana, Dominican.
Huh?
It's nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, cool.
Those are my movies.
Very cool.
Check them out.
So my movies, I know everybody's probably thinking I'm going to do Human Centipede, but it's not on there. I'm sorry, Tom.
But Salo has to be on there, right?
Salo's definitely not on here.
It could probably be an honorable mention for you.
It might be honorable mention. I mean, I do want to watch Salo before I die.
You do want to experience Salo.
I want to, instead of 120 Days of Sodom, 7 Days of Sodom.
Yeah.
Have you seen Salo?
No.
I'm going to give it to you to borrow. It's on Netflix, too.
Oh, well, then I can see
it. I have only three movies. My first one is Army of Darkness with Bruce Campbell.
Of course.
Because it is just pure brilliance and the best movie ever made. Have you seen Army of Darkness?
No.
It is the best movie ever made.
I haven't watched any of the movies on your list, just so you know.
Best movie ever made.
We'll see.
As we
tell really
she watches any teenage comedy.
It's basically about a guy.
That was my, like, key.
It's about a guy, a normal guy, nice guy, who
works at S-Mart.
Who works at a version of Kmart, who
shop
gets
smart,
sucked back in
S-Mart.
Time to fight evil.
Okay.
And he saves the day. He's amazing. He has a chainsaw for a hand.
Awesome.
And a shotgun. It's pretty great. That would be one. My other one is Topsy Turvy.
He talks about it all the time.
I love that movie. Just the characters in it. It's the Gilbert and Sullivan plays. Like the Mercado. If you haven't seen it, it's got a hell of a cast and it's hilarious. Just excellent showing them putting on the Mercado. And then my last one is Stanley Kubrick's 2001: A Space Odyssey.
Of course,
I want to. You know what that is?
Have you seen it?
I want to drift into space and become the star child. And
of course,
all of that. Those are my three movies I would probably watch before I go. But yeah, that's kind of a somber one.
Yeah.
No. Salo.
I'm surprised you didn't put Friday the
13th. Nothing happy.
I watched Friday the 13th Part 1 and Part 7 on Friday the 13th, this past Friday.
Nice.
So, I did. It's interesting, Part 1 and Part 7, but they went well together.
They all blend with me. I don't know. I just watched them, like, on TMC or whatever on Halloween.
Which one's the one where he's, like, turns into a giant worm for some reason?
Oh,
Jason Goes to Hell?
Yeah, I don't know if he was
that
a worm,
seven?
But... Yeah, it was. No, that wasn't Part 7. It was.
Didn't he look like he was a giant worm, wasn't it? Like,
yeah. No, it wasn't Part 7. It's where, like, the little demons came out of him or something like that with the worm. Yeah, it was 3D. Yeah. That was Jason Goes to Hell. That's where they finally killed him, but they really didn't kill him because you can't kill
him.
And I think Jason Goes to Hell is when he died at the very end. Freddy Krueger's glove comes out of the sand and gets his mask. And you hear his laugh. Hence, Freddy vs. Jason.
That was okay. I saw Freddy vs. Jason.
I love that movie.
Me too.
I really like it.
I always crack
but
up.
How can Jason have a nightmare if he never sleeps?
He sleeps. He's a permanent sleep.
It's a great movie. I love all those flicks, like those stupid horror.
I do too. I love them. So yeah, those are our top three movies. Let us know what your three movies are that you want to watch before you die. Please, somebody say Problem Child.
Oh, I would have put that in there. But the second one.
Part two. Yeah.
Part two, not part three or one.
Three? There was a three.
Rest in peace, John Ritter.
There was a third one, but I don't think it had anything to do with the first two.
Oh, it wasn't even like the same people, right?
Right.
Yeah, no, that doesn't count.
And find us on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Twitter, our new Twitter page, which is the Multimedia Pod, and Facebook.